So let's start off by talking about the Find My app on the iPhone. You rate it big time.
I do. Friend of mine was going out with a woman, had his keys stolen by her, couldn't get back into the place he was because it was a gated community, and actually had put an Apple AirTag on with his keys, went to the police and said he put the keys in lost mode, and it showed an address in the Adelaide suburb, said that's where my keys are. The policeman was a bit doubtful, but they went round there, went to the, knocked on the front door, and the woman was there, and she went, no, I don't have the keys. And they went, they're holding my mate's phone in his hand. And they went, well, it's 1.5 metres behind this wall here, and the keys were exactly where it said. So, you know, it's not a bad idea sometimes to go there. He got his keys back, and that relationship has now ended.
Okay, well, not surprising. Yeah. Stealing your keys and then the cops getting involved. All right, yeah. So the AirTag, yeah.
Yeah, Apple AirTags on there.
How much does it cost?
It's about $130 for about three of them, I think. So okay. About $40 each. Well worthwhile buying.
Right. Speaking of buying, if you're in the market for a laptop, so just check what you think you're getting.
Yeah, I picked up that laptop on Monday to set it all up from transfer all the data, and I'm unpacking and I'm going, the sticky tape's not quite where it should be on the box. Went inside, and where the power cord was, which should be wrapped in plastic because I know the manufacturer that does all of this, it had been taken out. The plastic bag was at the bottom, and worked out the thing had been reset. So it wasn't new. When I took it back to them, I said, was it explained to you that this has either been returned or it's been used for a demo? They said, no, we paid full price for it. Shouldn't have really paid full price for something that's already been used. So you know what? Ask the question when you buy it. Most major retailers in this country will tell you if it's been used already or it's been used as a demo model.
Yeah,
but I think they conned this poor woman.
So did she buy it online, did she? Or
No, she went in and bought it.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Helps just ask, is this brand new?
That's exactly right.
All right. Now, smartphones, mobile users were spending heaps on apps. How many hours a day?
New survey just came out. Yeah, during the pandemic, I understand why people went to their phones all the time. But you think it would have eased back by now, don't you, Darren?
Yeah.
So quarter two 2020, so 2 years ago, we were using 3.6 hours a day. Quarter two 2022, we've gone to 4.9 hours a day.
Oh.
So many hours left of the day, Darren?
Wow, that's nearly 5 hours.
Nearly 5 hours a day you're spending on your smartphones.
Oh, please. Yeah. Isn't there something else to do in the world?
Exactly right. Go to the pub, do something. Don't do anything else, people. But, you know, people must like it.
Yeah.
Instagram's still the top spot worldwide by downloads. TikTok is number one by consumer spend. Facebook is still number one by active users, ahead of WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, ahead of Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, ahead of Messenger, which is owned by Facebook. Then TikTok comes in, Telegram, Amazon, Twitter, Spotify, and Netflix. But my God, you're spending some time looking on your phone, aren't you?
Wow. Nearly 5 hours a day for the average Australian.
Yes. Amazing. Amazing figure.
Mm. All right. Now, tell us about this product. So it's gloves, right? Heated gloves.
Heated gloves.
Yeah, charged by battery.
Tassie, this sounds really a great idea, doesn't it?
Mm, well, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. So they're the Daewoof 7.4-volt heated gloves. They're electric, they're rechargeable, and they're made of supreme quality sheep leather with index sewing and rubber padding with goat skin leather placement for palm protection. Sounds good so far, doesn't it, Darren?
Oh, look, I'm in.
You're in? So it's got rubber padding, carbon fibre, knuckle protection shell. If you ride a motorbike, very important. They say it resists odours and the moisture for the work and for the comfortable movement of the hands to promote blood circulation. You're still in, Darren, aren't you?
I'm still in.
You're still in, right? Which is good. They say it keeps you warm and comfortable. They say they're certified protective gloves for professional motorcycle riders. They're for indoor and outdoor activities like motorcycling, work. You could not wear these at work, Darren, because you'd be hitting buttons all over the place. Sport.
Yeah, I have enough trouble with my own fingers, little.
Yeah. We all do on air when we do this. Snowboarding, camping, hiking, hunting, snow fishing, cycling, skating, great for people with blood circulation and problems and to soothe joints. It's perfect for rheumatism, osteoarthritis, and arthritis patients. Are you still in, Darren?
I'm still in. You're sounding like an infomercial. Keep going.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole point of this. They cost $109. You're still in.
I'm just in.
All right. These gloves will heat your hands to 150 degrees.
Wow. What are they powered by? Nuclear rods?
Yeah, I know. Wow. They literally, on the out of it, it shows you glowing. You'd be riding down a road on your motorbike, and people would just see two hands glowing in the dark while they cook. This is just designed to cook you. That's all it is, 150 degrees. I'm staggered.
Listing all those features there and what it's good for, you sound like that bloke on TV who's got that, you know, that ladder that breaks up into about 24 different ladders. That's amazing, that ladder.
He taught me everything I know.
All right, so $109 for these gloves that heat to 150
degrees. 150 degrees. Yep.
Okay.
You'll never be cold because you would have died because they cooked your hands.
All right, they're called Daywolf, is that right?
Daywolf. So, yeah, do a search for it, people. Something you don't want to buy.
All right, mate, thank you for that, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Meantime, you can check out Richard's excellent website. Go to talktech.com.au. Have a good week.
Thanks, Darren.